If you haven't tried Abercrombie denim yet, you're missing out. Denim should fit like this. It's all about proportions. Abercrombie has their classic fits and athletic fits for guys who want a little more room in the thigh. When you find your staple fit, it'll be the pair you reach for day after day for every plan. Shop Abercrombie Denim in the app, online, and in store.
Here's your afternoon TNB Tech Minute for Wednesday, September 24th. I'm Julie Chang for The Wall Street Journal. Crypto giant Tether is seeking a $500 billion valuation. That's according to Bloomberg and the Financial Times. The company, which operates the world's largest stablecoin, says it's in talks to raise as much as $20 billion in equity in exchange for a roughly 3% stake. Wall Street firm Cantor Fitzgerald is said to be advising lead investors in the deal. Cantor is also an investor in Tether. A spokeswoman for the firm declined to comment. NASA is racing to get back to the moon. The agency has confirmed plans to send astronauts on a lunar flyby as soon as early February, but no later than April. Officials said the Artemis II mission will get a four-person crew to orbit around the moon after a four-day trip there. But the Artemis program has struggled with delays. Here's Commander Reid Wiseman at a briefing earlier today.
It has been an amazing journey the last 2.5 years, and we really see the light at the end of the tunnel.
NASA hasn't taken crews to the lunar surface since 1972. This comes at a time when China has been advancing its own lunar effort, setting plans to send people there toward the end of the decade. And tech stocks are pulling back for a second day in a row. The Nasdaq was down 0.5% this afternoon after a decline yesterday. All the Magnificent Seven stocks were flat to lower, except for Tesla, which was up a couple of percentage points. Some investors worry that the hefty price tag of artificial intelligence could continue to weigh on stocks. On the flip side, Chinese tech stocks fared better as Alibaba upsized its pledge to spend on AI and released a new model. And that's it for your TNB Tech Minutes for today. We'll have another quick tech update in the morning.